This is Thursday, the 32nd day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 12, 1 through 12. Jesus then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of Scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Then the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Consider God's big plan to share His good news to the world. In the midst of humanity's rebellion, generation after generation, God continued to send godly men and women to share His plan of redemption for them all. But people didn't care. God sent prophets, but most of them died in obscurity. Some of them were killed. So then, the Father sent Jesus, the heir of the kingdom. But humanity didn't acknowledge Jesus or the kingdom of the Father. Instead, they rejected the cornerstone. Even though we might know and walk with Jesus, we might be guilty of not seeing God's plan in our life. Perhaps we even reject it, or we reject the people who speak of it in our life. Spend time and ask that God would give you ears and eyes and a heart to welcome God's word in your life today. Listen again to God's word. Jesus began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others, some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son." But the tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance would be ours." So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. Then Jesus said, "What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read the passage of Scripture? The stone that the builders rejected have become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Jesus told this parable knowing that he was the son who, in this story, was killed and thrown out of the vineyard. Jesus knew the sacrifice that he was going to make. Spend some time today and thank Jesus for his faithfulness and his mercy, even though he knew that he would be rejected.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.